Nice day if you want to head to the Australian Reptile Park, because it is open. And from the Australian Reptile Park, we've got Park Director Lizzie with us this morning. Good morning, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. She's back on board.
You sound like we're are bounding back. with enthusiasm.
It's a very exciting day. We are so excited to open our doors again.
Yeah, you don't realise it. What's it been since early March, hasn't it?
Yeah, in March, yeah. So a good couple of months, and I've been very quiet up at the Reptile Park. We're used to having people around us all day long, so we've missed our visitors, and we can't wait to see them back at the park again.
Tell you what, that big crocodile of yours, he'd be just sitting there going, oh, where's the potential for food?
Exactly. He misses everybody.
Yeah. Misses drooling over them.
Which park member has been up there telling the most boring stories every day? Surely there'd be one of them.
Nobody at the Reptile Park is boring, I can tell
No, we know that. We had a great little experience there not long ago. Zookeeper Dan took us around the park.
He wrapped his big snake around me.
Yeah. We've got the best personalities, so it's an exciting day at the Reptile Park.
What's the big turtle's name again?
Hugo. Big old Hugo.
Oh, Hugo. Nearly took my hand off. I tried to feed him a little piece of, a potato, and he's like, tell you what,
Hugo's still been out every day, taking his walk out in the park. He's enjoyed the long grass.
Rob, it's only been the one walk. It takes him that long to get through it.
It does take a little while.
Rob took an AVO out on him. He thought, he's a bit weird like that. Hey, listen, but to welcome back visitors to the Australian Reptile Park, you're offering free one-hour guided tours today, Lizzie.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're taking reopening. Well, we're very excited. We're taking it seriously. We've had to make a few changes in the practices just to make sure that everybody's safe while we reopen. So there's a few changes, like there's no shows at the moment. Hoping to start those up really soon. But until we start those things back up, we're going to be taking free tours with small groups, no more than 9 in a group plus the tour guide around, so they can see any areas that are closed and obviously get up close and personal with some of the animals as well. So the experience is better than ever.
You know what I think of when I think of the park reopening is that movie Sing, where all the animals get up and do that singing competition.
Anyway. It's going to be really good, because over the closure, we like you said, we did all of the online videos, and really the community really got behind those videos and really got involved. I think hopefully we still enabled people to see what was happening at the park, but there were a few stars in there in our animals. You know, we've got Little Hope the Wombat and Elsa the Koala, and of course Elvis and Hugo that you've already mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Big Kraken the Komodo. So this is everyone's chance now to come up and meet those animals themselves.
And the good thing too, Liz, because we're allowed to travel within the state now, you're going to get people from elsewhere as well coming in, which is great.
Yeah, and I think great for the region as well. Hopefully we can start getting some people visiting the Central Coast again and enjoying all the beauty and everything we have to offer.
We have to get the New Zealand Central Coast Warriors up there.
Oh.
That's what we've got to do.
Yeah, that's a must. We'll have to get you guys and the team up there at the same time.
We have to pick an animal.
Staff, that would be great.
Yeah, let's pick an animal as like an unofficial mascot.
Oh, they've already got their mascot. Here we go. Don't go changing the club, mate. They've already got their mascot.
The Reptile Park will change their life.
Hang on. We've changed their home ground.
Yeah, we have.
What's a mascot?
Well, Lizzie, it's all happened. Do people have to book, or can they just rock up to the Australian Reptile Park?
They can just come, but we're encouraging everybody to jump on the website and book their tickets before they come.
Yeah.
That helps us plan the day. And also there's additional information on the website that everybody can have a look at what's happening and how they can plan their day. So just go to thereptilepark.com.au. And that will give them all the information they need.
Yeah, there's nothing like turning up somewhere with your tickets all pre-done. You just stroll in as though you own the place.
Yeah, no makes it at the door. Really simple and easy.
Yeah. 9 o'clock it opens this morning. Thank you, Lizzie, from the Australian Reptile Park. Thanks for joining us, Liz.